Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Caleb Adams. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 18. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Am I enough? I bet you've asked yourself that question on more than one occasion. It's a question that follows us everywhere, that plagues us. Am I smart enough, strong enough, faithful enough? It's a question that pervades not just our work and our relationships, but our very souls. Have I prayed enough, believed enough, loved enough? Into this anxiety, Paul speaks tremendous words of comfort to us in today's text from 2 Corinthians 3. In verse 5, he says, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God." Notice what Paul does not say here. He doesn't tell us to discover the strength hidden inside ourselves. He doesn't tell us to follow our hearts. He doesn't encourage us to look to ourselves at all. In a world that constantly points us inward, Paul directs our eyes completely away from ourselves and to Christ. And in Christ, Paul shows us, are found gifts beyond compare. In Christ, we find confidence, he says in verse 4. Confidence before God, not because we have finally measured up, but because Jesus has in our stead. We rest secure and assured in him. In Christ, we find hope, because since Christ has already justified us, our future is certain. The God who raised Jesus from the dead and declared us righteous for his sake will also raise us on the last day. In Christ, we have boldness. We don't hide the gospel behind fear or shame. We proclaim it freely because it is God's power for salvation, a God who has conquered sin, death, and the devil on our behalf. In Christ, we have freedom. We have freedom from the crushing burden to prove ourselves, freedom from the accusation of the law, freedom from guilt and fear, freedom to live as God's forgiven children. All of this is what Paul describes as the ministry of righteousness. The gospel does not tell sinners how to become righteous enough for God. It announces that Christ has already become our righteousness. Our righteousness is not manufactured within us. It is received from outside of us, from Jesus himself. His obedience, his victory, his sufficiency is all credited to us sinners. We are righteous. We are enough in Christ alone. And in Christ alone, Paul says, we are being transformed into the image of the glory of God. Accepted for Christ's sake, the Spirit now transforms us, shaping us ever more into the likeness of Christ. So today, when the world or your boss or even your own heart leads you to ask, am I enough? The answer is wonderfully simple. No. But Christ is. And because Christ is fully sufficient, his righteousness is your righteousness. From his cross and empty tomb spring confidence, hope, boldness, and freedom, free gifts from your fully sufficient Savior. And his glory is already shining in you as the Spirit transforms you day by day until the day you behold him face to face. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. O God, you resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. Grant us true humility after the likeness of your only Son, that we may never be arrogant and prideful and thus provoke your wrath, but in all lowliness be made partakers of the gifts of your grace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.